Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Okay, so it's Freestyle Friday, and you know anything goes. And, you know, doing a live show at an expo, an event, the scene of some major topic of the news is common. I'm not quite sure how common it is to do a live show on the beaches of Jamaica. But here we are. MC Light and I have had an opportunity to present our very first Friends and Family Financial Fitness Fiesta.
Yes.
Right here, Yaman, in Montego Bay. And it has just been an amazing time. The season of prosperity and abundance and growth is here. And I can't find any better way to express it and to take it in and to just see all of the possibility that God has. The best way for me to do that is near the water, near the ocean specifically. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can't get to the ocean, maybe I'll go to the lake. If I can't get to the lake, hopefully there's a pool somewhere.
You'll go to the pond.
If I can't get to the pond, hopefully there's a pool somewhere. If I can't get to the pool, my bathtub will have to do.
Water.
That's how it goes. So, you know, someone asked me today, Light, and I want to hear what your thoughts are about this. So someone asked a while back, and I shared it on social media recently, I should say, exactly what should I need to do to make my business grow? They want to know exactly how to make their business grow. But oftentimes, people want to know exactly what to do, but they are not ready to exactly commit money to growing their business. Mm-hmm. They're not ready to exactly follow the best advice. They are often ready to exactly follow their friends' advice, who exactly do not know what they're doing. And while we are here near the ocean, near the water, on the Millionaires Roundtable, you know, what are your thoughts about? So many people, I'm sure, come to you saying they want to grow. They want to be rappers. They want to do VO. They want to do all these things that they see you do. But exactly what is missing?
Well, what I can say, Lynn, is that when someone is saying what they want, what they want to do, and, it always amazes me because they can see the vision for themselves in terms of where it is that they want to be, but they haven't let go and surrender to all that needs to take place in order to get there. It's just, but the proof is in the pudding because you see the success, and where the success lies is when people got up and did all of the things that were necessary and even more, because you can get up and do everything and it still doesn't assure you a certain level of success. And so for me, I wanted to back it up though, because you talked about water.
Yeah. I skipped over a couple things. You know, it's Freestyle Friday,
right.
So we can do what we want to do,
yeah,
but we should stick to something.
We're sitting at the edge of the water. Well, we could talk about water and success and exactness.
Yeah.
Because to be exact, you know, when you're asking people to exactly what are you looking for, exactly do you, you know, what does it take exactly? All of that comes with responsibility, because now you're keying in to a specific thing. It's just like if you can say, like, when are you meeting me down by the water? I can say, when I wake up. Or
we don't know when that's going to be.
You can say, what is the exact time? And then I'll be like, oh, Lord. But to meet by the water is so spiritual. Water is a representation of wisdom, peace, and purity. And the spiritual meaning of water lies in its reflection of the human spirit and the interconnection of all creations.
Come on now.
So this is why it's so important that people make their way down to the water.
Come on now.
It is the edge.
It
is the edge of life.
Yeah.
It is the edge of earth. And it puts us closer to God's great creation.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them. But when he created the waters, they are so vast and wide. And I mean, you can literally look out and see the sky.
Yeah.
Meet the water.
Yeah.
And where you are not in between.
There
is no life in between except for that which is in the water.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's huge to be able to go to the water as well. The importance of water cannot be made enough. It's beyond words. And water represents divine generosity.
Wow.
And it's where you go to get healing and clarity.
Yeah.
You know, so if you've never looked at water in that way, my people, try it. Go down to the earth's edge where the water is and, you know, ask God to give you clarity and discernment. And yeah,
you know, I think it's important to remind everyone. Of course, my first home is Chicago. My second home is Los Angeles. And they're both my home in a very meaningful way forever, all the time. And in both places are places where you can go directly to the water. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, Lake Michigan in Chicago feels like this because I don't see anything on the other side of Lake Michigan when I'm standing there. Of course, when we're in California at the Pacific Ocean, you definitely know on the other side of that thing, you're going to run into Asia or, you know, some other continent or what have you. Mm-hmm. But it's always a great opportunity to plan. It always provides a great opportunity to get clearance in your own mind. It's for me, it's always the place where I get new ideas, new goals, new excitement about what it is that I already have, and a renewed commitment and just a devotion to excellence, to love, to give. We have been talking with our friend Russell Simmons about something really, really big we're going to do in Bali very soon. We'll be announcing it very soon. And the water has just given it peace and has given it space. So we know it is Freestyle Friday. The harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season to win. Go get to the water if you can.
Are you ready to learn how to build wealth in the stock market? Then it's time for you to join New Wealth University's own finance professor and financial consultant, Erica Blair McGrew, for the Build Your Wealth Portfolio Bootcamp. In this hands-on course, you will learn to set your mind right for investing, determine your asset allocation strategy, develop your investment criteria, and design your investment strategy. So join financial consultant Erica Blair McGrew, Build Your Wealth Portfolio Bootcamp, and learn how to invest in the stock market. For more information about this bootcamp and all of Lynn Richardson's career training webinars and masterclasses, please go to LynnRichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
Who should you go to for financial advice? Author, TV personality, and celebrity financial coach, Lynn Richardson.
Let's bring in financial expert Lynn Richardson.
My girl, Lynn Richardson.
Here we have Dr. Lynn Richardson. Good morning.
Financial expert Lynn Richardson.
Lynn knows what's up.
We're joined by financial expert Lynn Richardson, author of Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Knew About.
Be at peace with the money that you have, because everybody knows money cannot buy happiness.
To learn more about Lynn Richardson's webinars, books, and online courses, please go to LynnRichardson.com.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. It is Freestyle Friday here on the Millionaires Roundtable, and anything goes. So today, my sister, business partner, and friend, your icon, our legend, MC Light, and I have presented our first Friends and Family Financial Fitness Fiesta here at the water in Jamaica. We brokered a deal with a young woman. Hopefully she'll be able to join us soon to talk about her organization and what she's doing to help young, African and women of color get fit, but also to get some peace of mind. And so this is always a great opportunity to love and to give and to grow other businesses and also to expand the empire. MC Light, mm-hmm. you've talked a lot about the water and how you liken yourself to it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know what? I somewhat get that from the Geisha Girl, the movie, when they open up the movie and there's this voiceover that happens. And it's a woman's voice explaining how important it has been for a young woman growing up in her country to flow like water. And here, you know, Bruce Lee famously said, empty your mind, be formless, shapeless like water. If you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it into a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. And this depicts the flexibility and the changing nature of water. So to be like water, we need to be, Lynn, we need to be fluid. We need to change and grow.
Come
in
on
circumstances
now.
Of life.
Yes.
Furthermore, we need to be formless and calm and conscious, just like the conscious nature of water. And I mean, this is why, you know, drinking water is really important.
Yeah.
Because you need just the fluidity. Nothing needs to be stuck or rigid. And that's why they say you need to, you know, liken yourself to water.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. what you often, you have added some other elements to that when you talk about being unstoppable.
Yes, absolutely. But going, that was from the Geisha Girl.
Okay.
And so it's
what does that mean for you?
Well, it just means being fluid, you know, and being unafraid to change one's mind or change the course of things right in the middle of it. And, you know, oftentimes you'll call me one track because once I have something made up in my mind, I want to get to it. But the truth is, if I'm going to grow, I need to be able to be fluid in those types of decisions. So nothing is in concrete so long as there's a God and a will and a way. Things may have to change and are subject to change.
Yeah.
But I talked about it being, you know,
unstoppable
in ways that, you know, water will get through. It will get over. It will permeate. It will
go around.
Under.
It will go under.
It will find its way
through
and over whatever it is trying to get to. So the goal, you know, the goal for water is just to move, and that's what it does. And so with the book Unstoppable that we put out several years ago, that is what I concluded my experience of writing Unstoppable, and that even the title itself is just like water.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. You know, I look at water much like I look at love. There are only two emotions in life, on earth, in this energetic space, mm-hmm. That exist. There's the energy of love and there's the energy of fear. Mm-hmm. Everything good comes from love. Everything, you know, evil, bad, down,
confusing,
depressed, out, confusing, chaotic comes from fear. Mm-hmm. And love is stronger than fear. And I remember, I don't know which rapper it was that said, it was like, fear is stronger than love. Uh-uh. And I do not believe that rapper is here anymore. And I don't mean to laugh at that. But I say that because when you state something, when you speak something, that is what it becomes for you. Mm-hmm. So love is stronger than fear. And so water, if we liken love to water, the opposite would be fire. Mm-hmm. And water is stronger than fire. Mm-hmm. Water can put out a fire, but fire cannot put out the water. Light is stronger than darkness. Light can eliminate darkness, but darkness cannot overcome the light.
Right.
If you have darkness and you have one beam of light, it is no longer dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as we put together what it is that we want, I think this is still a season where people want to grow. People want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to figure out how to get their money straight.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to figure out how to grow their businesses. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
People have a dream. They want to live the dream. They want to experience the dream,
mm-hmm.
and then they want to pass the dream on to their children. And I don't think that we work really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sacrifice, but I don't know if we understand as a people how important it is for us to take time to plan, to sit by the water,
mm-hmm.
to do spreadsheets, to write out our thoughts. These are the little things that are actually big things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's taking the time. That's really what it is. You know, everybody wants to jump right in. I know a guy who's he's had businesses, but they've never really reached the pinnacle of success because he does no planning when he puts them together. So he thinks the little bit of an upside that he receives is enough.
Yeah.
He thinks that means what he's doing, that he's doing it right. And it's really a curse. It's a blessing and a curse. Because it gives him the chutzpah to keep going, but yet it gives him the false idea that starting a business without a business plan, without any money, without all of the things that are necessary to even last, he thinks that that's okay.
Yeah.
And then the businesses wind up falling on their faces because he put no time, no strategy, no planning into them.
Yeah.
So this time by the water for us is all about planning and strategizing. And, you know, what's great about what we've built, Lynn, is that we spent so much time in the early years. It's just like what I say when people say to me, oh, you're a legend, and I can still get out there and do paper thin and cha-cha-cha and, you know, whenever I feel like it. It's because the plan and the foundation that was put down very early was so deeply rooted,
yeah,
that I'm still bearing the fruit. I'm still living off the fruit of the tree that was built. And that's what, you know, Lynn Richardson and MC Light coming together with Sunny Girl, with Lynn Richardson Financial Group, with all of the things that we're, you know, manifesting and, you know, God willing, giving us the power to do so. But these things have lasted and they're continuous because we have put those roots deeply into the ground with planning work, with the Master Achievement Plan.
Yeah.
With most of the things that you talk to your New Wealth students about, your New Wealth University students about, is exactly what we did.
Yeah.
And
that's why we're able to teach it. Like, I'm teaching what I know. And I'm teaching what has worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm teaching what has worked, not just for me as a regular everyday person, but an icon like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to apply those things. I was able to apply those things to Fortune 100 companies. So the harvest is here. The time is now. It's Freestyle Friday. Go get to the water if you can.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
The harvest is here. The time is now. It is Freestyle Friday, and we have taken the Millionaires Roundtable to the water right here. In Jamaica, Montego Bay, Yaman. I mean, and let me tell you, they have done it all. They have gone parasailing. And that's the beauty. When you take a business trip, you get to have fun after you conduct the business.
Yeah.
Now, I have to remind everybody to conduct some business. I got to run around waking folk up and texting them and saying, come on, hey. But the beautiful thing is, when your intention is business, you get to write off your travel, your hotel, your meals, and, you know, even when you get home, your dry cleaning, all of those things that are associated with what you had to do to maintain yourself while you were away on business travel. Mm-hmm. But you still get to go to reggae night. You still get to parasail. Several of the young adults, they
took
have
tours.
Gone.
They went they've to the Bob Marley tour.
Yeah, they've done Bob Marley. They've done, you know, all of those things. Now, those things are not tax write-offs, the expenses that they pay for those items. However, the whole other, you know, couple thousand dollars or whatever has been spent on the trip is. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, when the person asks exactly what do you need to do, you got to be real careful when you want to know exactly how to be successful. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to do exactly what Michael Jordan did to become a successful basketball player? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to do exactly what any successful person has done to achieve what it is that they have achieved? And the beautiful thing is, if you are, then yes, we have the blueprint ready for you. And being by the water is definitely one of those ways to at least get exactly on paper what it is that you want to do. So one of the things I wanted to elaborate on, like, because you mentioned the person that you know who has businesses and he starts them with no money and so on and so forth, and then they end up failing. Now, I am okay with starting a business with no money. You just have to have a plan for how it's going to expand.
Yeah.
You have to have a plan for how you're going to conduct the business.
Yeah.
You're going to have partnerships, and those things require conversation. Mm-hmm. And I would say that many of those conversations would go over, you know, everybody else goes to the golf court. Mm-hmm. They say that's where all business is done. Mm-hmm. I say go to the beach.
Okay.
It's an easier time. I heard the golf court is a little strenuous.
Course.
The golf course, whatever it is.
Golf takes place on a course.
You all know I don't do it. So I don't know if it's a golf court like a basketball court.
No, ma'am.
Or a course.
Course.
Okay, the golf course. Okay, yes. So everybody, I am showing you all just how Chi-Town I am. Not to say Chi-Town don't know anything about golf. What I'm saying is, I'd rather go to the beach.
Right, I hear you.
And play some bid whist.
Golfing takes much more, you know. Yeah, it takes much more work.
It's too much thinking.
Well,
it's hard.
It's supposed to be a relaxing
sport. It don't look relaxing at all.
However, you do have to get in and out of a cart.
Baby.
Or you could walk the course. It depends on.
First of all, there's an agenda, and I don't like agendas.
Freestyle Friday.
Oh, let me tell you, it's freestyle every day. I don't like agendas. So it looks to me like when you all are on the golf course, it appears as if you all have an agenda.
An agenda.
At the beach, there is no agenda. We're just here.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
All right.
The woman comes, you get your cocktail or your Mai Tai or your rum punch or whatever you're drinking. Water, lemonade, whatever it is. They come. They go back. You go to the little beach grill. You get you some jerk chicken and some rice, a burger, a beef patty, or whatever it is, and you come back and you sit and you talk. So I am starting a new club for everybody who does not golf. We going to the beach, and we're going to do business deals on the beach, which is why the Family and Friends Financial Fitness Fiesta is, this is the first one, but it will not be the last.
No, it certainly won't. And I'm looking forward to wherever we go in the next few years, you know.
Yeah.
Because one thing about you and your planning, it doesn't have to happen at the same place every year.
Yeah.
So I want to be there each year to experience whatever it is, because it's always a different experience from year to year because of the people that come, but also because geographically, you know, where we end up.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the Fiesta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, understand, this is not a party.
Right. Financial fitness.
This is a financial fitness fiesta. And the party is in your bank account.
Ooh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
The party is your business gets a little more vibration and activity.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Because entertainment and parties are not tax write-offs.
Right.
Right. So we've given it a name that gives you the feel of colorful activity
high vibration
mm-hmm. and so on. But it is not a party. It is a financial fitness.
Right.
Fiesta.
And coming together.
Yeah, it is a coming together.
A coming together to hear one another out, to
yeah.
share, but most importantly, to get some tools that yeah. you did not have prior to.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So this is exciting. So the water. I am writing some new thoughts, some new ideas. I've got some, let me tell you, I've got some, you know, God has already done so many great things, but I am really, really seeking him to take some things to a completely different level.
Okay.
Into an entirely new dimension.
Yes.
We've got several tours we're doing this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to see people in the cities. Go to asklynn.org if you have questions. Mm-hmm. But light, the harvest is here and the time is now. It's the season to win. Go to the water if you can.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So, give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
The harvest is here. The time is now. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. We have taken it to the water in Jamaica. Y'all, man, yes, we are doing it. It is the first family and friend. Don't I have a grad? Look, I'm having so much fun, don't I? The uh-huh. family and friends financial fitness fiesta. And as I shared, I have no interest in the golf course. That is Light's thing. My thing is the beach, and we do deals on the beach. So without further ado, we actually have somebody running from the water right now. You can hear her approaching. And this is Morgan Ashley Jordan, and she is she's so many things. I can't tell you all of them, but all I know is ever since she was born, she was smarter than everybody in the room. And now she is just a beautiful entrepreneur. She's lived in China. She's traveled the world. And we are excited to be partners with her in supporting her organization as she helps young women of color, young girls of color, mm-hmm. get their body and their mind right. Mm-hmm. Morgan Ashley, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you for having me. Happy Thursday. I think it's Thursday.
It's Freestyle Friday. It's Freestyle Friday. Yeah,
like,
we've been here so long,
day, right?
We don't know what day it is. But that's the beauty when you could just take a trip. Next time we're going for a month.
Okay.
We really not gonna know. We're gonna come back saying December. It's gonna be June.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. And I told everybody 6 months and everybody got nervous. I don't understand what the problem is with a 6 month trip. But anyway, talk to us, Morgan, about your organization and what it is you're looking to achieve in your summer camp.
Oh my goodness. So the name of my business is Yes Yoga, and it was founded actually in China when I was in isolation during COVID. I taught myself how to do yoga from YouTube videos because I could have no human contact. So from there, I went to get certified in 4 different types of yoga, working on my 5th. And my summer camp is called Yes Yoga Summer Intensive. It's for girls ages 10 to 15 who would otherwise not have access to structured summer plans. I'm a former educator, so I'm going to be putting that into the mix with different topics that are not taught in schools but should be. I'm going to teach them how to fly with my aerial yoga, aerial fitness classes. We're going to do yoga on the beach, book clubs, girl talk, social circles, all the things. And I am just so excited. It's an intimate setting. I'm capping the registration at 18 girls just to make sure that we get that one-on-one, hands-on, I see you, you see me, you're not falling through the cracks experience.
Oh my God. Okay, so we need to take our heights, our sights, and our vision as broad as this water
ocean.
That we're looking at. Because
beautiful.
To me, that sounds like a resident camp in the future.
Amen.
Where they can come for how long is the camp?
This camp is 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Going away to, I remember going to Snowball. I don't know if that was around when you were
no.
in school. But when I was, we went to Snowball. I went to cheerleading camps. And those were some of the times where I got some of the best life experiences, the best relationships, and some of the things that you're talking about teaching at your camp. Mm-hmm. I want to learn.
I I'm here. Listen,
baby, I want to learn.
I have packages. I have all the things. I'm ready whenever you
want. I want to learn. Yes. Now, I heard you got That's a pole and some other things, too. We're not going to talk about that right now. But clearly, some of the things, I mean, for these, you know, mindfulness is what yes. I think your generation is yes. calling it. Yes. Is something that I am finding more and more that young people want to be conscious of, aware of, connected and have with. Control over yes. mindfulness. So we're excited. We are sponsoring, 10 yes. Young women mm-hmm. to be able to participate. How do they get in touch with you, Morgan?
You can find me on Instagram at XO.SJAEALI, which is XO.SJALI. You can also visit my website, www.loveyesyoga.com.
Okay. Oh, I love it. Love, yes, yoga. Now that we can get. The first one with them letters, I don't know what you said.
So,
okay.
See, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm talking about me. Baby. What? I don't know if it's what we said. Okay. Yes, love, yoga.
Love, yes, yoga.
LoveYesYoga.com. And of course, you know, you can go to asklynn.org. You can get in contact with Morgan Ashley. She is dynamic. What you are doing is going to be global. We've got to get Russell and the young people in Bali and Africa.
I'm ready.
I see us going, but I definitely see a vision for it to be a resident experience. Our young people have experienced so much, and the harvest is here, and the time is now. It is the season to win. Go to the water if you can.
Yes.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. The harvest is here. The time is now. It is Freestyle Friday. Yes, we have been at the water for a long time, and we are so excited about what this means, not just for you and the communities that we serve, but for the young people who we have to empower, educate, and lift up. So we're so honored to be able to support Morgan Ashley and her organization as she teaches young women of color the things that they simply cannot learn any place else. Light, I think this is phenomenal what she's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And to for her to be as young as she is and feel the need to want to, because, you know, in the end, it's all about this circle, you know, this circle of wisdom that you give to that gives back to you. And that's exactly what she's doing for girls age, I think she said 10 to 15?
Yeah, 10 yeah. to 15, yeah.
That is a very pivotal moment in any young girl's life. That is right about when they start to find out everything.
Yeah.
About themselves.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, how to really relate to other people and to the world.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a great time to get in there with the influx of education and movement and yoga. I love that she's doing. I can't wait to see the curriculum, and I can't wait to see and hear the girls' experiences once they've been through the camp.
I'm not going to be in the camp per se like a student, mm-hmm. although I wish I could, mm-hmm. but I am going to take her yoga classes.
Yeah.
I'm inspired.
Okay. That's
I'm inspired. Wow. You know, that's a first for me.
It really is.
Because I'm like, I don't want to go any place or do anything that's quiet.
Right.
Except sleep. Well, it's like, I might want to talk. Why I got to be quiet? You know, why we got to relax?
Yeah,
I might want to be excited.
Mm-mm. Until they come up with yapping yoga.
Yeah. Ooh, you know what? You don't know, play with me.
Don't you even try.
Baby, we will have yapping yoga. We will have the yapping spa. We will have, for all the places, for all the people like me who want to go someplace. And my issue is, I'm not opposed to the silence. I'm opposed to the length
of the
that silence is required
oh,
or expected.
You can talk in the lounge at most spots.
Girl, you got to whisper.
Yes, you got to use your indoor voice.
You got to use your indoor voice, and you really can't do that. And if too many people do that, you know, it's all those stuff. But no, it is all good. I am so excited about what this means. LoveYesYoga.com. And, you know, that's what the Millionaires Roundtable is about. Mm-hmm. It is about exposing all of us to opportunities. It is about uplifting other businesses. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we've been doing, like on the Prosper Tour, mm-hmm. is we have been having, in-depth conversations with people who want to grow and expand their businesses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what if in your early days, well, you probably did, but what if in your early days you could have had a conversation with the person you respected in your genre most, mm-hmm. like before you even recorded mm-hmm. a record? Mm-hmm. What if I had the opportunity to speak with some of the greats before I made the mistakes? And so mm-hmm. that's what we're doing with the Prosper Tour. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season. Go to the water if you can.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win. This is our first annual family and friends financial
fitness fiesta.
Yes. At the water. Mm-hmm. Anything goes on Freestyle Friday. Mm-hmm. And this has really given me new hopes, new dreams, mm. new life, mm-hmm. new promises, mm-hmm. new commitments. This has been good. The pandemic was a beast.
Yeah.
But like anything else, you know, when I first went into the mortgage business, I was like, wow, this is a beast. Mm. And it was as if God said, but I put you here to tame the beast. Mm. So whatever it is that you are looking to do, mm-hmm. God has given you the ability to tame it. If it seems out of control, if it seems overwhelming, we have the ability to tame it. And for me, water tames the fire. Water tames the heat. Water tames an unsettled spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, water is calming. Mm-hmm. And we know that water, where there is water, there is power, there is love, there mm-hmm. is life, there mm-hmm. is limitless opportunity. So mm-hmm. I'm just excited. What's next?
Oh my, excuse me, oh my. You know, just like you said, we've got a couple of different tours that we're headed out on this year. I am looking forward to seeing the people because it's been so long.
You know, yeah.
It's been so long since we've had the opportunity to bring the information, education, and empowerment to people out on the road. And so here we go. Here we come. Make sure asklynn.org that you hit that website up so you can find out more information about where we'll be and when and how you can join us, because we have some pretty hefty conversations. And you know, there's always the greatest takeaways when we meet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we just did a stop in DC, and I mean, the women had notes going from, you know, page after page, notes of items of information that is going to be useful for them. And so I would just say to everyone, come meet us wherever we are.
Yeah.
We're coming to a city near you.
Yeah. I say for sure, take advantage of this opportunity to get what it is you need to get where it is you are trying to go. I don't necessarily know that there is an opportunity available on a massive scale to go meet the top folks in an area where you want to be successful and to have a true, authentic conversation. This is not, you know, thousands of people. This is a dozen or two at the most. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about being able to literally take people by the hand and walk them through and to their dreams. Mm-hmm. While we talk about water, there's an old saying that you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make them drink. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, we're going to drink, okay? Right? Okay, we are. And that is what accountability is all about. That is what teamwork is all about. That is what sisterhood is all about. Mm-hmm. And that is what love and life is all about. And Light and I want to show you how we've done it. The harvest is here. The time is now. Mm. It is your season to win. I'm praying that you will join us on the next Family and Friends Financial Fitness Fiesta, somewhere near the water, somewhere very soon.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.